Welcome to the Freemasons Podcast, coming to you live from Morningstar Lodge number 47. Leave your aprons at the door, my brothers.
Podcast with your host, Right Worship Brother George Mudry.
Worship Brother Joe.
And Worship Brother Ken.
And here we are today with Brother Gene and Brother
Brian.
Who put on this display behind us, which is the Miracle at Roseville.
Correct.
Wonderland at Roseville, excuse me. So first things first, you are a Freemason, correct?
Correct.
You are a Shriner.
Correct.
Both of you guys are doing this at the Shriner Hospital. All the proceeds go to the Shriner's
Correct.
Hospital. So I guess my first question to you is, what got you, what was the deciding factor that you decided to do this for the Shriner's Hospitals?
Well, that's a twofold thing.
Okay.
Over 65 years ago, I started doing Christmas. And I used to do it with my father. We used to hand make our own ornaments. Cut out the plywood, paint them, put the flood bulb on, and then put it up. So that was 65 years ago. So we've always done Christmas.
So it started
wherever we've gone, we've always done Christmas.
A family tradition that later became what it is to be seen
right.
to them.
41 years ago, I became a Mason in a Shrine. And I guess you could say the rest is history.
Very cool. I wasn't even born when you were doing this. Joe was 12.
I was 7.
Yeah. So and it was a salesman that dealt with us asked if I wanted to join, you know, a fun organization, drive a little car, enjoy some fellowship, and the rest is all history.
So you've done this large of a display for 41 years?
No.
Okay. No. So my question is, how long is it you've done this size display?
Okay. This size display was last year because
last year
was actually bigger than this year. But we actually started here 21 years ago with absolutely nothing. Because what we had previously from other houses, we sold everything because we were going to move to Florida. And then we waited and we rented for a while, and then we said, the heck with it. So then we bought here, and then we started off with, what was it, 6 pieces, 5 pieces? Yeah, which we still have, which still work. We've rewired them, but they still work. And so that started it, and then every year it progressed. And we've gone from just front yard, side yard, and then we went from the front to the back. And we've added and we've changed the house. We made it from a cape to a colonial so we could have more room for decorations. We put the front porch on at the same time so we could do more. We leveled the entire front yard because it sloped like our neighbors, and you can't do decorations on slope. So
I have a question for your lovely wife over here. When he came up with this idea, was this a joint idea, or was this something he had to pitch to you? Because
no,
I know if
no,
I
was... Basically, we were on the same page.
Same page, okay. That's great.
And in our other house, you know, we decorated too. And whenever we go shopping for items, I'll say, oh, I gotta have that. You gotta have that.
She shops more than I do.
That's great. Yeah. Every time I've ever had an idea of like, hey, I'm thinking about doing this. Are you nuts?
No, because
that's great.
We enjoy people. I mean, we, you know.
You go out to the stores the day after Christmas and pick up a lot of stuff?
No. What we do is on our vacations, what we did is we go to Tennessee. And we bought like the Merry Christmas arch, and we bought a lot of outdoor, because you can't get outdoor displays around here. And we've gone to Michigan, to Brommer's. We've gone to Pennsylvania, New Jersey. Where else?
Gotten things from people have donated stuff to us from Florida. We have a lobster. We have flamingos. Certain things that you don't find around
here.
There
is
an older couple that donated over 200 Coca-Cola pieces to us.
Which are
strictly on the porch.
Ceramic houses.
Yeah. And they,
so with this COVID, have you had to modify anything or change things? Or
we
couldn't put everything out?
Correct.
It had to be stricken. We weren't going to do it at all. And then we got talking, and I said, why couldn't we do just a drive-by?
Yeah.
He said, well, we could. You know, as long as we have masks and social distancing, why not?
How long does this usually take you?
If we do a full yard, we usually start in April.
Oh, wow.
It takes four of us, sometimes five, over 1,000 hours for seven.
And how long to take it all down? About the same?
A day and a half.
Oh, really?
A lot easier coming down.
That's like all these, this is all ours.
Yes, is this something that you're able to store all this here, or you have to get like a...
It is all stored here in Santa's workshop.
Very cool. Okay. Very cool.
And we either put it in Santa's workshop, or we put it in the chapel that is on the property, because we actually have a blessed, call it a chapel or a church.
Oh, wow.
People have gotten engaged in. Our daughter got married in there. After the official, there was another official.
So all the proceeds for this for the last, 12 years since you've been doing
when we first started out, people would say, can we give you something? And my husband said, just make a donation to my organization, which is the Shriners. Well, people go home, they don't know where to do it.
Right.
So then, about 12 years ago, we decided we were going to put out a little shoebox.
Okay.
And the shoebox is what started it. And then the first year we collected 1,500.
Pretty good.
And it just kept growing and growing and growing.
So how much would you say you've been able to donate to the Shriners Hospital for Children?
We
since
really
all
don't
want to
say.
Yeah.
Okay.
I will tell you, but we really don't want to.
Yeah. Let's just say it's over six.
Okay. So substantial.
Over six figures.
That's incredible. That donate all that to the Shriners Hospital. It's,
and this
it's
year.
Amazing.
Because of COVID,
that's insane.
Yeah. We have a link now that they people can donate online. That'll go right, and then she's going to let us know how much each week, you know. Because what I'll do is anybody that wants to make a donation, I'll say, just write a check, and they get out to the Shriners, and then I send them up before the end of the year so people can take it off their income tax. Because they acknowledge it.
Yep.
You know.
Well, it's a great organization. I think a lot of our listeners understand what the Shriners Hospital for Children is all about, and the fact that it, you know, there's either 12 or 24 different hospitals throughout the U.S. and Canada.
There's 22.
22 right now. Okay.
There's 18 orthopedic.
Yep.
Four burns. And technically, they're still 22, but two of them right now are being downsized for outpatient care only. They're not conserving, but
Oh, this is the last year's photo.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
You can just scroll down and just put a few.
You were here last year?
I've been here the last couple of years.
Joe already knows what's up.
Yes.
If you guys wouldn't mind, if you can send either Joe or Ken
you,
the pictures.
You can go on our link.
Oh,
you have
a link. Okay.
Right on Facebook, right?
Well, you don't even have to do Facebook. You can put it right under the web.
Oh, okay. Oh,
wow. It pops up.
Oh, wow. That's incredible.
And so, it'll show you everything we've done
probably 8 years, 10 years.
I mean, we have a 500,000 likes.
Yeah, I noticed that earlier. Yeah. That's pretty impressive.
That makes me inquire about your electrical bill.
It doesn't make any difference what it is.
You'd have to convert you over to solar.
No
place to put it.
Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah, that's true. You got nowhere else to put it.
Yeah.
How long do you guys stay out here? Like, you start, we know, 5 o'clock, you kick the lights on. How long do you keep it on for the night?
Till we close.
Till we close.
Either 9 or 10 at night.
9 or 10 at night.
Cool. Yeah. And if it is raining, we are out here. If it isn't raining too hard, like, well, tomorrow is supposed to be 2 inches of rain and 50-mile-an-hour wind, so we won't even light up tomorrow night.
Yeah, right.
But normally, we are out here every night with the fire. If people are nice enough to come out, we have to thank them.
Yep,
absolutely.
That's true.
And like I said, it used to be, up until this year, people would park one side of the street and are around the neighborhood, and then they'd walk in, they'd walk all the way to the back. So you could walk the entire property almost.
Wow.
We go in the church and if one say a prayer, we have a dedication to Sandy Hook in there. We started that the first year and it happened.
Yeah, that's
in the church. And then anyone that we've lost, we will put an obituary in there in the church.
Yeah. So you mentioned some rain coming tomorrow. What happens if we get like a foot of snow? You got to go in there and shovel it all out?
We try and get the snow off of the decorations.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt them. It's just the weight.
Right.
And you won't be able to see some.
Well, one year we had stuff snowed in till April.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, we couldn't put it away.
The
snow was this high.
How long do you do this for? Is this right after Thanksgiving until Christmas or New Year's?
Thanksgiving night till a New Year's night or weekend, depending upon how it falls.
Or you're not
and
letting anybody in.
It all depends upon weather.
Okay, that's
because
makes sense.
To get the stuff off the roof is my biggest concern.
Anyway.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, this stuff I can take down.
You don't want to be on the roof in the middle of January if it's snowing.
No. No, so if the roof is clear, and we just had mentioned about Sandy Hook. Well,
nice.
The year before Sandy Hook, I wanted to build the church. So the year Sandy Hook, I built the church in Athens.
So what's your newest ornament, if you will? Here? What's your newest one?
This one.
The cow.
The cow?
Cow, yeah.
Aww.
We got the lion.
Oh, yeah.
We got the lion.
Is that King Moonracer all the way over there?
We got the, that soldier was donated to us last year. That's her first year cow.
Oh, wow.
The doggies. A couple of the dogs.
There's always news.
So you're actively adding to this then?
Oh yeah.
Every single time.
Well, last year was the last year that we had our trains.
Right.
We had 500 feet of G-scale trains.
Wow.
which ran front to back.
Oh, wow.
And we had five different sets running.
Oh, wow.
Well, they were older trains, and they were German. They were LGB.
And LGB went out of business a few years back, so...
And you
so those are collector's items now.
You can't get parts for them.
Right.
And I had five engines that needed repair. Well, the gentleman that fixes them for us, he's 83 years old.
Wow.
He sold us a lot of them. And the problem is, he can't get the parts to fix them. It was going to cost over $2,000 to fix. And if he passed, how am I going to get repair?
Right.
And how do you sell them? Because anybody else will, you know.
And it's like the antiques market. The antique market is way, way down.
Yeah.
Trains are down.
So you do have, as you accumulate more, there are other things that you have out here that you eventually retire and put away.
Well, we really haven't retired too many pieces.
Yeah.
We still have them. Some need to go.
Right.
Because they sort of seen their usefulness.
Right.
But we'll put them in the back as a fill-in. So.
Very cool.
We don't give it up to easily.
The nerd in me has a big question for you, because that's what I do. So obviously you've got a ton of lights here. You've got obviously a ton of cabling. I'm not going to ask you what the electrical bill is, but do you have an engineering background? Is there somebody that you know or that works with you that donates their time to make sure that everything's safe and operating properly?
Well,
thank you. I've been at the air station for 20 years.
So it's all you.
He's got knowledge as far as he hates electrical. And he really hates electrical. But when we redid the house, we put in 200 amp service.
Do you have a floor plan of, like, do you have this all mapped out, like, what wires have to go where, or what? All right there?
All right,
yeah,
right there. All right there.
When they do it, they know.
Nope, I'd be out in the front yard swearing, so I give you credit. I give you credit.
You do that anyway.
Well, I do that anyway, yes.
Overload the circuits.
Yep.
And if it's not, they know it's overloaded, so basically.
Yeah, well, we have the 200 amp service, but I have a 200 amp sub panel.
Okay.
With 40 circuits in it. So the entire yard is electrically set for Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And when I run a series out, top and bottom circuit are separate down the line so that I don't have to run a cord 100 feet to get to a plug.
Right, right.
The plugs are right there.
Because you've got some older type bulbs, I would imagine. Here you've got some LEDs.
No, pretty much everything is LED.
Everything's been
when
upgraded.
When LED came out, it's when we started switching over completely.
Okay.
And now pretty much, maybe one or two pieces might have, but I don't think so.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
No, we still have a lot with the older lights.
Yeah.
Because we haven't rewired them yet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, on a volume, roughly, up your road here. Volume per night, what would you say?
Well, it's hard to say.
I mean,
Thursday night when we were at Opti, we counted 400 cars.
Oh, wow.
Friday night was 600. No, 507. Last night was over 600, almost 700. But when we were... Normally, we would count people. And we
so you're seeing roughly about 1,000 people a night.
Sometimes. In the season when it was normal, we could take anywhere from 25 to 30,000 people from Thanksgiving to May. Christmas Eve, Mr. and Mrs. Santa are here, and I have hot chocolate, cookies, we give candy canes to the kids.
On Christmas Eve.
And we had anywhere from 2,500 to 3,000 people on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
And they come every year. That's their tradition. We have kids that came under the babies. Now, all of that are married, bringing their kids. Yes.
Have you ever tried to get your neighbors to indulge as well? Or
well,
try to get...
This year she said we could use her yard.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
Then the next door neighbor, too. And normally, because... And we still have the workshop still full of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That, you know...
Still a quarter full. Because we have all of our blow molds there. Blow molds use a lot of electricity. Even if you put an LED in,
the fan runs constantly.
Well, no, these are blow molds, not blow ups.
Oh, blow molds.
I will not do a blow up.
No.
We gave them away. We don't like blow ups.
Any particular reason?
Yeah, it looks terrible during the day.
Yes, it does.
I would agree with that.
I would 100% agree with that.
You've got to have strings all over the place to hold it with the wind.
Take it out, right? Yep.
You figure we've had 60 mile an hour winds here just 2 weeks ago?
Yes. I retired the polar bear in my house, so. The polar bear, he went back to the south or the north pole. So.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you guys for doing this. This is incredible. And the amount of money and time and effort you put in to donate to the Shriners Hospital is fantastic.
Such a great cause.
Yeah, thanks for all that you
do. Thank you for having us. This, I mean, my son-in-law and I, and my wife, our daughter, are usually at the parades.
Right.
Because we do, as the Motor Patrol, 15 parades a year.
Yes.
So we're always trying to raise money for the hospital. Right.
That's incredible.
I mean, I don't know if you guys have ever gotten up there.
I have not. I don't. We were. I think was it Brother Bill Russo has told us.
Yeah, that Billy Russo.
Bill.
Has been
oh
up.
Yeah.
Champ the Clown has been up.
I think they've tried. The podcast. They're trying to get us up there at some point.
Yeah.
But I think with the whole virus this year and put a hammer.
Yeah, we're supposed
a lot
to do a live
it.
Broadcast.
Yes.
Right around March. Yeah. Right when everything started, and then we're like, okay, we're gonna have to postpone it.
Yeah. I mean, you've got to go up to the hospital, take a tour. And if you're up in Boston, stop at the Burns Hospital. It's right next, right across the street from Mass General.
Yep.
It is a fantastic hospital. I mean, when we travel, we'll try and, if we're close, we'll try and visit one of the hospitals.
What is that?
Definitely. Do you have any other questions or anything that you can think of?
No, I guess the only other question I have, with all these things that you have and all the decorations that you have, is there anything that you want and don't have? Is there any one particular decoration or something that you want that you're still looking for?
No, I can't say there is, you know, because you can go all over and find different things.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we can't say, oh, I have to have that because I saw it someplace.
Right, right.
If we saw it,
you get it.
We've bought it.
If you go to...
Do you have any other questions? Or?
No.
All right. Well, I want to thank you guys again for having us and letting us come here and interview you at your home. And the only thing we're going to do is, I guess, we're going to walk around. We'll take a video of all your photos. Oh, all your photos. All your ornaments. And then we'll get out of your hair. But thank you guys very much.
Thank you so
much.
Thank you.
For all that you do.